A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 3 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is from the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 8, the verses 14 to 18. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other, and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The feasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace. Do not be afraid. I am determined to bring you good and to bless you. Dear friends, to be afraid is to have an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. That was the situation of the Jews at the time God uttered the words in our text. They were afraid because of their past experiences of God's anger and judgment upon them. God's love for Jerusalem was the reason why he punished it so severely. But with corresponding zeal, he will restore it to a favored place according to his covenant promises. He will no longer punish them, but bless them and make them experience his goodness. After their years of captivity and hardship, they will now begin to experience the blessings God always intended for them. If we glance back to the previous verses of our text, we find that God removed the afflictions of drought and enemy action that he had used to punish the Israelites in the past. In their place, he now gives blessings of agricultural prosperity and peace. These blessings will continue and will increase, but the people on their part must continue to behave rightly towards God and towards one another. What are these right behaviors that would attract the goodness of God? Zechariah names them. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other, and do not swear falsely. If you keep the do's and avoid the don'ts, says God, then I will bless you. Your feasts will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals. My dear friends, a blessing is God's expression of favor upon his people. Am I speaking to somebody you are longing to be blessed? Longing for the goodness of God in some area of your life. You name that as you know in your heart and life. You want that blessing. Yet you are the most deceitful person. You pass unfair judgments about people's character and have become an expert in causing the downfall of others. You are a schemer, plotting evil against people even when they don't deserve it or have done nothing wrong to you. Maybe you are doing it out of unjustified jealousy, hatred, and envy, or it has become your nature to be that bad. Is that so for somebody listening to me, and yet you are seeking a blessing from Almighty God? Well, listen to the prophet Zechariah. You have got to repent, to speak the truth, and to stop plotting evil against others. Otherwise, you will face the judgment of God and forfeit his blessings. Or again, am I speaking to somebody? You are a victim of the evil plots or machinations of others. Somebody you love and or trusted has betrayed you, and your spirit is low and your disappointment is real. Take courage, pray to God, and God will deliver you and fight for you and give you new strength. One of the most beautiful stories that illustrate God's deliverance of his people and tragedy for schemers is found in the book of Esther. When Haman hatched his plot to destroy the Jews, it seemed a well-worked-out plan. He had the king on his side, and he had already built the gallows on which he planned to hang his enemy, Mordecai. Yet in response to the fervent prayers of his people, God intervened and turned the plot against those who planted. In the end, Haman was hanged on the same gallows he had intended for Mordecai. That is the fate of those who devise schemes against godly people. And friend, you know what the Bible says at Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. When God is with you, then no power of the evil one can harm you. When you hearken unto God's voice and obey his commands, when you speak the truth, then the enemy has no authority over you. This truth should encourage us during the bleakest times to trust God more fully. Yet more than just providing a way of escape and bringing comfort when we are facing attacks, this truth is also a reminder to us not to plot evil against others. God has decreed that those who attempt such evil will find themselves in the same kind of difficulty they plotted for others. If we are facing a problem with someone, we need to let God handle it rather than trying to take care of things on our own. Dear friend, do you want a blessing? Then be truthful, stand for justice. Avoid any evil schemes that destroy others. And as you fast and pray during this period of Lent for your own needs, your fasts will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals. God will speak to you from eternity and answer you with the richness of his grace and a love that never dies. God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you conscious of the things within ourselves we hate to remember, yet cannot forget and fear to renounce. Our self-indulgences, our prejudices, our resentments, our hypocrisies, our selfishness. Save us from self-contempt as we acknowledge these things, and as we remember your love for us in spite of all that we are and all that we do. Give us the assurance of pardon, the release and relief of those who know that the past is forgiven, and the zest and joy of those who know that the future is still to come. May we live in that fullness and freedom of life which you have promised that we can share through Jesus Christ. We pray for time so far when we have been schemers and have plotted for the downfall of others. Forgive us, mend our ways, and transform us into vessels of greater beauty. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord. Amen.